live from New York City and the Wendy Williams Show. Wendy's here.
What you got to say this time?
How you doing?
The scoopy doop doop that I heard.
Well, you know,
here's my thing.
This place is really pink.
And you see nothing yet. Good morning, everybody. Hi, Tom. Hey, Siv. Hey,
Good
Jan.
Good morning.
This is a pink, pink place.
I have to take you across the hall just so that you can see where the Tom Joyner radio setup is and where my how pink my actual office is.
Wow.
It's... Did you work for Mary Kay at one time?
In my mind.
It is good to finally meet you face to face. Everybody finds that so...
That we've never met.
That we've never met.
I know. I feel like I've met you though before. Mm. And I'm talking about prior to our radio interaction on the show.
Yeah.
You know, now.
Yeah. I guess because of our background of radio.
Yes.
And welcome to the Hall of Fame.
Thank you, Tom.
Yeah. When you were inducted to the Hall of Fame, did you see me? I'm way in the back.
Were you actually there?
No, I wasn't there. My whole...
situation.
Tribute.
Well, here's the thing. You know, they because mine was in the front, but it's probably in the back now.
Oh, so we're neighbors.
At the time that you get it. So, yeah, I have no idea. But you know who was there that night? Rush Limbaugh and... damn, I forgot the guy's name. Oh, don't get me
started.
They
were also inducted the same night?
No, they were there to cheer somebody else on. You know, you get inducted with several other people.
Yeah. Wow.
Is that a big deal, though? I mean, it's a big deal to me. But
it's a big deal to me.
I mean, honestly, like, we've been in radio for a long time, and that was a big, being inducted into the National Radio Hall of Fame, especially for me as a woman, like, that was a big deal. I mean, because to me, it's still...
And black. Because they didn't have anyone inducted in the Hall of Fame. They did Hal Jackson and Herb Kent from Chicago.
Yeah.
But they weren't elected.
They were selected.
They were selected.
And then I was the first one that was actually voted into the black DJ that was voted into the Radio Hall of Fame.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Rock.
And it wasn't that long ago.
Yeah.
Rock, really?
Yeah. No, it wasn't that long ago. Maybe, what, 5 years?
If that.
Five or six years ago.
Please. I mean, they're doing the New Jersey Hall of Fame. And, you know, I'm Jersey to the bone. And so, to me, I feel like it's only right that I should be in the Hall of Fame until I found out last week that Michael Douglas was just elected in, like, last week. And I'm like, really? Really?
So do they bring you in when they know you can make it to the event?
I know.
How's your schedule? Okay, then we're going to put you in the Hall of Fame this year.
Who knows?
Oh, wow.
So we're here at the Wendy Williams Show. Wendy's hat. Is this the wig you're wearing?
No, this is my get out of the car. This is my whole get out of the car. I come to work like this every day.
This is your get out of the car
A stretchy
wig?
Dress. Yeah, it's good. Right, feel, touch, soft.
Beautiful.
Right?
Oh, my God.
Do you see my root realness and baby hair?
Yeah. Nice.
Right?
That's cute. That's cute. She got baby hair.
Yeah.
What was that you said about real hair is overrated?
Real hair is overrated. I mean, wigs are so good. This is my runaround town wig with summertime highlights.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, during the winter, this goes to the back of the drawer.
Oh, but that color is nice.
Thank you
for having me on the show. I was going to wear a wig. But then they told me that wig month was last month.
Tom is going to be on the couch later on today. Now, will you be wearing all white? Now, you look very nice in white, but you know when the camera turns on.
Oh, no. I got a suit.
Okay. Yeah. No, white would be fine. I just was warning you when the camera goes on, you might regret it later on. You
go because back I'm light. I know what you're saying.
No, because
I'll just wash out, right?
White adds weight.
White adds weight?
Oh, please. You wouldn't catch
and
me
he,
dead in white
he
on TV.
He just came off of vacation, so he's...
That's a vacation tan? Really? I'm sorry. Really?
Yeah, that's a vacation tan.
Tom!
Yeah.
He's got color. He really does have color.
pretty pale, huh?
Oh, Tom.
Yeah.
He looks pretty in pink, doesn't he?
Where'd you go?
I went to Greece.
Oh, was it nice there? I mean, were
very
you able
nice.
To, I mean, did you go like to the Acropolis and all that, or did you lay around the pool with margaritas?
I sailed. I did all that, and I sailed the Greek Isles.
That's nice.
Yeah.
And you brought your hot wife.
No. I brought staff.
Oh.
You don't take your staff with you?
Excuse me, and nobody get any harebrained ideas. No, no, no. It's not
I took the Tom
Joyner Morning Show.
You don't do that? Oprah does that.
Uh-huh.
I do that.
Don't compare me to you and Oprah.
We all have shows.
You're saints. You're saints. Look.
Do you take them for a slice?
Where do you take your people?
We order it in. Oh, this is a nice facility here.
And you all complain. You all complain about me all the time.
Right here.
You all complain.
No, he's very good to us, Wendy. Yeah, he is really good to us.
That's
really,
what
he keeps us in the basement. But other than that,
he takes us out. He really takes us out.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, maybe one day. I just, you know, vacation time is so few. First of all, we're lucky to still be on TV because this is a very competitive business. And even though our show is a good show, there are plenty of good shows that have been canceled. Sybil, you and I have talked. We're still not over GCB being canceled.
Exactly.
So, you know, with that in mind, me and my family, we haven't been on a vacation in about 18 months.
Really?
We're going to go someplace secretive. Don't ask me where. Next month.
And I just saw your husband, Kevin.
Yes.
I met him. How was his Father's Day?
Kevin? His Father's Day was exactly the way he likes to spend it, without his family. you know, the beginning of the day was with us. I forgot all about Father's Day because I'll be honest with you.
Oh, this is it.
No, look, we're not the holiday family. My father calls us heathens. So Saturday we went out. I took little Kev to the mall, and I said, all right, this, you know, we'll get some stuff for Daddy for Father's Day. And then the second part of the day, he doesn't want to be up under me while I watch ID, you know, investigative, right, you know, right, that channel all day. He wanted to go out and
watch crime shows a lot.
The Heat and the Oklahoma. And
the Thunder. Yeah, the Thunder.
I love crime shows too, because the killer is always lurking in the bushes. And if we can have one up on the killer, John Walsh was on last week. I was in heaven. I was in heaven. He taught us all about look in the back seat, make sure you're looking into your car. He verified all my killeristic thoughts.
You ever watch so much you get nervous when you're home alone?
Yes. Yes, I will be honest with you.
And so does Jay.
Do you, Jay? Well, you know what I like? I even, it's funny. I'll tell you, Wicked Attraction.
Love that.
On that ID. Oh, right?
Wicked Attraction?
On ID?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I like that one.
And then I don't like Snap.
You don't like Snap?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't like that.
Who the Bleep Did I Marry? You like that one?
Yes. And look, there's a new one about to start. Date from Hell?
Yes.
Yes, honey. And then last night at 9 o'clock, there was one I was watching. It was called Nightmare Next Door.
I love that one. What about I Almost Got Away With It?
Yes! Tom.
Nah.
You're missing some great TV.
You are. That and Nat Geo has good shows also.
Yes, they really do.
I need mindless shows. I got too much in my mind. I need something to take my mind away from everything.
Well, Bravo is there for all of us. When you don't want to think, you just want to look. By the way, last night's New Jersey Housewives.
I did not see it last night.
You didn't miss much.
Really?
Oh, my gosh. They ganged up on Teresa. She's such an obvious mark. It's getting boring. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Carol. Now, did you see Oprah's interview with the Kardashians?
No. How was it?
I didn't see that either. I didn't. I was out enjoying New York.
I read she got in that
Kardashian.
The
booties.
She's going back to her boyfriend.
Who?
The ex.
Yeah. The mom is going to hook.
Oh, I know.
That was supposed to be last night
on the regular show.
Keeping up with the Kardashians.
I saw the commercials for the Oprah thing on E.
Yeah.
During the E News.
During E. Mm-hmm.
And then the thing about Chris even entertaining an ex.
Just so ridiculous.
I just wanted to throw up in my mouth.
Like, who does that?
And even the girls were calling her out like, Mom, it's so ridiculous that,
what,
you know.
What do you think? Is it ratings that she's doing it?
Because it's a part of the show because they have nothing else.
Yes. That's really
at this point, they don't care. They just want ratings.
Yeah, but I mean, even if they walked away, and I'm not counting anybody's money, but it would seem to me that the family would have enough money and enough, you know, tentacles out there in the world between the Dash store and, you know, their line at Sears and whatever else they do. I mean, they're making a mint. But why disrespect Bruce again?
I think that's in his contract. contract. I really do.
Poor Bruce.
He really is.
We're at the Wendy Williams Show. I go on the Wendy Williams Show early.
Well, we're live out of New York at 10 a.m., so sometime between 10 and 11, Tom will be on.
And I'm off the air at 10 a.m.
But it won't be the first 10 minutes, because that's when it's time for Hot Topics.
That's right. That's right. And Wendy, what are you wearing?
Something dark, because I just came off an eating weekend. I tell you that every Monday when we talk. I mean, unless I'm feeling really flat.
But you're not really flat.
TV is the work of the devil.
Oh, I know.
You should see her in person.
She is
very, very thin.
Well, I go to the gym and I count my calories, and it does matter. Like,
oh, yeah.
To me, you know.
What's your weak food?
Well, I don't eat my weak foods a lot, but I know, like, last week when I was watching the premiere of Dallas, I needed something good to eat. I went to the Walgreens and I got myself a Häagen-Dazs Swiss vanilla almond.
Just like the old days.
Just like the old days, with a plastic spoon, so that way I could just throw everything. I don't even have to get out of bed. And I put it in the microwave for 30 seconds. And did I like it?
Man, that's, oh my goodness.
I ate the whole thing, and I loved all 2 hours of Dallas, and it's my new thing.
You liked it.
Yeah, there's the music. I think we have to go.
I think Wendy and Jay have bonded.
It's a beautiful thing.
They have really bonded.
And you can see pictures of all the bonding on blackamericaweb.com.
Too bad. You know, she's married and he's into white women. But,
Oh, yeah.
You're like who you like, Wendy, okay?
You're love is love. To a white woman as he's coming along.
But it wasn't
must
for those
be my blonde
hair. It's a blonde hair.
That would be a match made in heaven.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Wendy.
You laugh at his jokes? Oh, my God.
Thanks again for having us on the show.
Thanks, you guys.
And I'll see you in a little while.
I'll see you out there.